Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What is up, friendos? And welcome into the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast Week 5 Ranks. I'm the Welsh. That is the Bogman. And joining us on the show today is the Undertaker, Andrew Erickson. Our fantasy pros brethren is going to be joining us as we talk about the crazy stuff in Week 5, where some of the ranks are going to change, some of the nice, fun debates where maybe Bogman and Erickson are really different. Me poking a few questions. Quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. So we're not going like name by name, but probably some of the players that you're really focusing on and the highs and the lows. That is the plan for the episode. Plus, we've got voicemails, aka voicemails. Yes. Yeah. A Jack Boyce parody song on the way. We've got the Barrow Rapport and more. So we're excited to be talking to you guys and a few of the little news and notes that are out there. Mr. Bogman.
Sunday night football. I am excited for this.
You want to know why Bogman's so excited? I'm going to interrupt you here. Bogman's not just excited because of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but you're also doing no fantasy pro. You are not working on Sunday.
No work. Day no off. Work. Oh my Bogman God. I need it too. I'm sleep deprived.
If people don't know, Bogman has worked every Sunday, pretty much from last year. You had a couple off, but like you've worked all 4 Sundays, working the night show. I'm off of some of those, and Bogman is doing it. So Bogman will be off. You get to, our boy Chad is coming in town. You get to watch football. You get to have shenanigans, and then you get watch your Steelers and Cowboys.
Yeah. Steelers, Cowboys, our buddy Will, big matchup there. Our guy Fam, of course, in the group me, huge Cowboys fan as well. So have some nice interactions with those guys and get a Sunday off to just sit and relax and watch all the football. Don't have to take notes. It's going to be fun. So really looking forward to this weekend. Longhorns on a bye too, kind of an easier Saturday. So I'm looking forward to the weekend for sure, man. It's going to be a great one.
I also get to sleep in. Last Sunday I went to the Diamondback. So that I actually had to wake up extra early to do the morning show. And then I had the Diamondbacks game. So I missed some football this week. I do not have a morning live stream. And I don't have baseball. So I get to, there'll be baseball on, I'm guessing, with the playoffs. But I just get to sleep in a little bit and watch some Niner football. Because I think the Niners also play on Thursday football the following week. So it'll be a Niner week coming up here. But beside the point there, we've got everything under the sun here, kind of prepping for the week. The latest news and notes. Want to remind you guys, check us out, InThisLeague.com. Brand new month, October, very important, especially not just in the football world, but the Arizona Fall League out here, I will be covering a ton of. That will be taking up a bunch of my time and may affect some things, but I'll be on the Arizona Fall League. We've got all the football that we're always doing. We got ranks, we got the live streams, we got the special editions you can catch on the Patreon, probably a rank up. Boggs, is there a, I don't know what rank update, you have the weekly ranks, but do you do a dynasty rank update?
I need to do it. And I'll probably do it this Saturday because it is an easier Saturday.
Okay,
so
nice.
So you can get that up soon.
Yeah. So be on the lookout here at the beginning of October for a dynasty rank update for your football heads out there. And you can get access to our GroupMe community where we got the dudes. We got the best dudes out there. And you also have direct access to us. So InThisLeague.com, and know that you guys are supporting us. We deeply appreciate it. We literally love it. And when you sign up, we write your name in a little book, and we just wish the best for you, because we will remember when you support us and you love us. We don't forget. We're like elephants. Think that's true about elephants? Why did they say that?
Well, I'll give you an example. Did you see the lady who she was responsible for poaching an elephant's baby, and the elephant killed her and then came back and effed up everything at her funeral as well and desecrated her casket? Like, elephants hold grudges. They remember stuff. That it is a real thing. They're very, very smart.
Let's see. The idiom is commonly used when referring to someone who has an excellent memory. Yes, I know that. The origin, as the saying goes, an elephant never forgets, but is that really true? It's doubtful that elephants have perfect memories. Duh. But even so, it should be mentioned that these animals may not be capable of remembering everything perfectly. They do indeed have very good memories. For example, there are reports elephants being able to remember people or other animals they've been with before, even well after a decade of separation. With elephants.
Crows too. I think crows and ravens like have really good memories as well.
I think crows are like one of the smartest animals in the animal kingdom.
If you can, like, you can train them to go get money and bring it to you. Yeah, for treats.
I want a crow. I don't want the new crow with the guy who was Pennywise. They remade the crow and it looks like the biggest pile of garbage that's ever been made. And I am a crow connoisseur. I love Brandon Lee's The Crow is like one of the best movies growing up, but this new one looks like a giant pile of crap.
You going to go as the crow for Halloween, Welsh?
I would, dude, if I could pull that off, be like Sting. Stinger! No, it's the crow.
Can you pull that off?
I mean, fat crow. You're too big. The crow's kind of like good shape.
I'll be diabetic crow. How about
that? I look like I'll be dead soon, but I don't look like I was dead. And
I have crowabetes type 2. Crowabetes. So.
They did. But like, I don't know if there's a franchise. The original movie is incredible. Everything they did after was just worse. They did one with like Vincent Gallo, I think. Crap. They did one with Edward Furlong. Biggest pile of dump until they did this new one with the Pennywise guy. And it's just
welcome to the Crow cast.
Yeah. Welcome in, everybody. Fire it up. Fire it up. That's the Crow cast for you. All right. Let's talk about some football things. Davante Adams requested a trade. So his hamstring hurt him. Business decision. Didn't play. And there was a tweet that came out about Antonio Pierce liking it. About Davante Adams being traded. And then Davante Adams commented on Kay Adams' show that they had not spoke. And then about a day later after the Kay Adams interview, it has been said that Davante Adams would like a trade. And the two likely destinations were one I mentioned to you when we were talking about, I don't know if we did on the show, but I said the Jets. And we looked at their cap room. I think, yeah, I was like driving and we were talking about this. The Jets are one, and the other is the New Orleans Saints, which our buddy Justin Steele got very excited about, and that would be another
former quarterbacks.
Former quarterback. And yeah, those are his two quarterbacks. So I don't believe the Saints have remotely near the cap accessibility to do this. So I don't know how they would do it.
Yeah.
But there's a rumor about
somebody back. Yeah.
The teams are going to want the Raiders to pay a whole bunch, and then that's the equation problem about like what would come back in return if the Raiders are going to do it. So I don't know if it's going to happen. It seems like it needs
Steelers
to happen.
Are interested too, from what everything I've seen.
So okay, so then the question is like, it's not going to happen this week. Going into next week, or really in the next couple weeks, do you think Davante Adams is getting traded?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so even with the cap issues, like $40 million next year, he's owed.
Yeah, I think, but he's got to go. You know, and I think it maybe we get a little bit of a bidding thing here. I think that's what the Raiders are holding out for. But when your coach likes a tweet that he wants out of town or whatever it is, like, I don't think there's still a lot coming back from that, especially when he goes on and does that interview after, like you mentioned on Monday, where Kay Adams is like, so how long did it take Antonio Pierce to reach out to you and say like, oh, whoops, I did this on accident. He's like, I still haven't heard.
Yeah.
I think that relationship's done. I think it's over. And I think Adams is trading in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
I think Adams is going to have to probably make some concessions for this to happen as well. And I think that's a really tough part. Maybe there's going to be a team they can convert money and bonuses and stuff like that. But I think it's going to probably come down to team's willingness to give something up. And I'm not really sure what that looks like. Like maybe the Jets, like the Malachi kid, like maybe a pick and there's some money change for the Jets. I don't know what the Saints would do. The Saints are going to give up on like Rashid Shaheed. The Jets to me feel like the one. There is, we were looking at it, they're like $16 million in cap space. There was also a rumor, by the way, of like Hassan Reddick being traded to like the Falcons and then a three-team trade. So things are looming. No matter what, I don't think it's a negative.
A lot of trade proposals that people have written articles about.
I don't think anything's a negative if it happens. I think the Jets make the most sense. Maybe it would hurt the upside of Garrett Wilson, but honestly, maybe it makes better. If you have Adams and Garrett Wilson out there every single day, they're slinging the ball, that kind of becomes a powerhouse. I just don't see a scenario where I'm downgrading Adams.
Pittsburgh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking
the... In this league.
Break it down.
That's the place.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a tiny bit. I mean, Pickens is like pushing top 18 in ranks and stuff like that. You're going to really keep Adams out of the top 20 if he's in Pittsburgh?
Well, I mean, I think they just probably switch off between both those guys every single week. The plan is not to throw the ball that much, which I don't know why we would trade for Davante Adams, but that is the rumors that I keep seeing for the Steelers. So I think that's the one place where if he went there, and again, they're at the bottom of the rumor list. Doesn't look like it's going to happen now, but they were at the bottom of the rumor list before they were at the top of the rumor list. And for Brandon Ayuk, and we heard that if Brandon Ayuk would have said yes, that trade would have been done. So I don't know. I don't really understand why the Steelers trade for a wide receiver because they don't use them properly anyway.
Well, I mean, they're 3-1. And yeah, if they can build around that offense, I think it's momentum. But I think the Steelers are going to be the
I never don't want to add a good player. I just for his production and for his usage, that's the one spot.
Yeah,
everywhere else, lateral move.
I think everywhere. The production, though, is like due to the team. But I think your Steelers are going to be the least aggressive of any of those teams to get him. And I think that's what's going to hurt. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to scream and cry, and they're going to whatever we got to do to get Davante Adams in. It'll make the team better. I think he's a Jet. I think he's a Jet by next week. We'll see. Looks like he's going to get moved, though, but kills us this week because he's going to be inactive again. you know, because that hammy, that hamstring is out there. In good news, looks like Rashee Rice might not be done. Well, in bad news,
he was placed on the IR today.
And in bad news, his mom was on camera stealing someone's package on a Ring camera, which was, and she was where, did you see? She was wearing Mama Rice on
and
her
she looked
shirt.
Right at the Ring camera, too. That
and
was
she
the
just
thing
stole
that I
this person's package.
I was like, could you be more obvious? What's more obvious? The only thing you could have done is hold your ID up to the camera.
Yeah, and nothing to do with anything. It's just in the Rashee Rice news front. That was like the newest thing.
Yeah, maybe he'll be back, but I think this is like, this is even a worse scenario than Pacheco, I feel like, for Rashee Rice, where it's like,
why? You know, he didn't tear his ACL, though, or at least we're presuming.
I mean, we'll see. I think they've stuck him on the IR. I think this is going to be one of those scenarios where, all right, they put him on the IR, but after that window opens, we expect him back, and maybe they slow roll him. I think it might be one of those things where it's like, okay, now we're sitting at week 13, and maybe he's coming back now. And then when he comes back, are they ramping him up, or is he just back? So I still don't think it's very good. It's great that he avoided a season-ending injury, for sure, but I don't think it's as positive as a bunch of people are making.
See, I think he'll be back before Pacheco.
It's all on, you know, he still is going to be undergoing more tests this week.
Yeah, that's a good point. We still don't have the severity, but yeah, I guess a lot of the
everything here,
like even Deepak was talking about at this point with how it's being focused and talked about, it seems like ACL completely is out of it. And we might be talking about like a really bad sprain, which would make sense. Like you just have him sit a month, but this is like, I'm being a little like Pollyanna. We have to have the information before we start saying those type of things. But it went from like, oh, Rashee Rice, he's done. Dude, there's people that could have like hate or anger cut him. Like, oh, I just lost him for the season and cut. It's like, he might not be, he might be out for a month and he might end up getting back, which could also play a role in, you know, everybody forecasting a trade going to Kansas City or something like that. Like, the Chiefs are out without 4 weeks. I think they're going to make do. I don't think they're going to try to do anything crazy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Which is good. Also, in freak recovery stuff, we heard that the practice window opened up for Nick Chubb. But more than anything, there's a video out there where he was just, they had the bands on. He was out on the, not just like him lifting weights like we got, but like he was on the field doing stuff, actually being active. This is a great sign for Nick Chubb in the future. I still hold, though, I don't think it matters a ton because I think people's brain says, oh, he'll be activated and he'll be back to 20 carries. Nah, dude, I don't think you're going to see more than 12 to 15 carries maximum the whole year. Jerome Ford has been kind of efficient, and I think they'll just split between those two.
It depends. I think his workload depends on how quick he gets back. And like that first 3 weeks he comes back, it's going to be like, okay, how do you feel the next couple days after a game, right? Does the knee blow up, you know, and get really swollen and stuff and sore? Or is it like, it feels like a normal game, no more than normal soreness and all this is working? It just really depends on how that is working, and we have no idea right now. So expectations still, I'm holding fairly low for Nick Chubb, but he's in this window of maybe he's just a freak of nature. Maybe he's one of those guys that is just an absolute freak of nature where he comes back and he doesn't miss a beat.
I kind of agree with that. Let's say you're into selling Nick Chubb. Do you think the best time is right now while it's opened, or you got to wait for him to come back, have like a 15 carry game, and then sell him? When's the best time to sell?
I think right now is probably the best time to sell.
I kind of think it's so too. I think this is where people are starting to feel good that it's going to happen. On the injury front, Devin Singletary, 50-50. Also, Malik Nabers looks like he is lining up to not play. So the Giants might be without both of their big playmakers. Malik Nabers feels like a little bit more like it's going to happen. Singletary, we kind of don't know. It might, you know, come down to it right at the end.
Deepak said most concussions are 8 days. We're at 7. So I think Friday, Saturday is going to be huge for Malik Nabers. So I'm still holding out hope. I think the smart thing would be to not play him, but if you're available, you're available. So we'll see. And I'm actually kind of the opposite. I'm fairly pessimistic about Singletary. I think maybe he goes, but even if he does go, he's limited. So Tyrone Tracy, we'll see a couple more touches there. But I mean, it's all bad news for that Giants offense.
Another piece news, we're going to actually give you the DMPs for Thursday, but also mentioning CEH designated to return from the NFI list. And we'll talk about it a little bit with Erickson, but, you know, some questions about, you know, if he's active, what that could mean for the backfield. Kareem Hunt was limited in practice on Thursday. CEH could throw a little bit of a wrench into it. So just kind of monitor that. The DMPs on Thursday that could have a bigger impact. Wednesdays, we kind of don't pay attention to. Thursdays mean a little bit more. Jonathan Taylor, Brian Robinson, Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce, Malik Nabers, Zamir White. Those are some big names. Jonathan Taylor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Feels like it's not going to happen, which would make Trey Sermon probably a flex RB, not really RB2. Brian Robinson, if he were to not play, Austin Eckler wheels up. Mixon looks like it's lining up again to not go with the practice. And like I said, Malik Nabers looks like, from at least conversation, the most likely to not play at this point with how they're talking about it. Anything on the DMP standing out to you?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
It's week 5 ranks time, and would you know it, I am now with the two people I do the most shows with, the most shows with on a weekly basis. It is, of course, Scott Bogman and The Undertaker, Andrew, Michael, Erickson. Sorry, give out your business. What's up, Erickson? Just talk to you 3 seconds ago.
Full name introduction. I feel like a superstar.
You should.
I like how I've taken on this Undertaker mantra, because I used to be known as Big Pod Energy, the props prophet in an older life. But I like the Undertaker mantra. And last week, the running backs fought back against me. All the running back unders I took, those guys all went off. We're still going to run it back. I need to find more Zeke Elliott unders. That's kind of the range I need to be fishing in. So
the Zeke's and the Rashad's, they've kind of caught on to us.
Yes, they've caught on to the Undertaker strategy. But Zach Moss, though, I think that he might be one of the unders this week.
All right, that's good. Yeah, you and I we both collectively had a rough week last week on the BP show, but that was in the prop market. This week, we're going to be doing ranks. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. Of course, you know Erickson over at Fantasy Pros, doing all the shows with all of us. Erickson and I are literally on like 3 to 4 shows per week. We literally just finished up the Discord show that we do on Fantasy Pros, which is a ton of fun. And this will be fun because we get to compare out the ranks. Funny enough, Fantasy Pros has... We have like this rank sheet. Obviously, we have like the ECR rank, but then they have like the talent rank sheet, which, by the way, I am not on. Just want to point out.
Neither am I.
And Bogman's not on. And I love that Joe is on, and Joe had no registered rank on there. I want to point out. It's like Pat, Debro, and Erickson with their ranks up against each other. So this is a chance for our 3 ranks to be up against each other. We're not going to do it quite like we do on the rank show where we're going numerically or anything like that, but we can have discussions about some of the fun stuff. So let's start with quarterbacks here. And I want to throw it just right into the Anthony Richardson territory. Interestingly, too, what happened on the rank show when I did it earlier this week, Erickson, was Anthony Richardson, and I think it's still this way, Anthony Richardson jumped Patrick Mahomes in the ranks. And he was 12 and Patrick Mahomes was 13. Maybe it's adjusted as more ranks have come in. None of us have it that way, though you are the closest. I've got Richardson outside the top 12. I'm still in prove it to me territory. Bogman has Richardson the furthest down. You've got him at 12, and we all have Patrick Mahomes ahead. So I'd just be curious if you could wax on Anthony Richardson versus Patrick Mahomes this week. Do you think it's a debate? And do you think we should be still a little bit more in the, Anthony Richardson needs to prove it territory.
Well, part of, I think my current ranking of him is kind of hedging a little bit. I'm still not sure if he's going to play in this game. Maybe we get Joe Flacco. I do like the matchup overall against the Jaguars. The Jaguars are a team that they are really good at stopping the run. And I think Shane Steichen, shout out to Shane Steichen, sharing a name with Welsh.
That's right.
I think that Steichen is going to, we don't have our best running back. We're going to throw the ball. That's how we're going to attack this team. That's how you attack the Jaguars defense. You just throw as much as you can. So I think Richardson does have some upside if he plays. We obviously know the rushing is with him. And I thought last week before the injury, I thought he was kind of dealing a little bit. He was, I mean, people keep pointing to Michael Pittman and his productive game. He had half of those yards with Richardson before he got injured. So I was impressed. Again, Richardson, it's always on a small sample size, right? Where, well, he looked really good on these four throws. And then when you extrapolate it, it's never as good as those four throws are. So that's always the issue. But I don't know. I guess when I think about it a little bit more, I feel like I would probably chase the upside with Richardson if he were to play, probably over Patrick Mahomes, just because what Mahomes has been, what, QB 14 basically every single week this year. That's so he's ranked QB 12. There are four teams on bye. So I get his rank where he is, and he'll probably finish right around that low end QB one range. But if I was willing to take a little bit on more risk for that upside, I don't know. Does Mahomes have upside with the current state of affairs of the offense? I don't know.
It's a weird space that we're in too, because like Mahomes on a weekly basis is kind of like coming back down and he seemed like an absolute no brainer. I know this is kind of arbitrary to a lot of people because there are plenty of single quarterback leagues where you took Mahomes, you didn't do anything else. And you would be facing with like, well, I can Mahomes or I could pick up waiver wire fodder and like Sam Darnold and stuff like that. But we are in a place where it does feel like his upside is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
A little bit minimalized, I guess. And without Rashee Rice, it doesn't feel super great. I guess I look at the ranks of quarterbacks this week and I go, you know, top eight, top nine, I'm really cool with. And then things start to open up and there's like different narratives, I suppose, you can play. Bogman, you're the lowest on Richardson. You actually have Richardson and Mahomes. The biggest gap between the three of us is, I mean, do you think that's, you feel confident that's how it's going to play out this week? That Richardson is like, you have him like 18.
No, not really. But I did lower him because he's questionable going into this game with the hip injury. And I think it was absolutely idiotic to bring him back in that game and then run him the first play out after he was just on the sideline. I thought that was so stupid. But Erickson is absolutely right. I mean, the upside, and I feel like the more you talk about Anthony Richardson, the more you're like, no, I'm starting him. He's good. I know what I'm going to get out of him if you really sit and think about it. I just think, you know, he might be limited running the ball. He hasn't been good passing outside of, you know, one quarter against the Steelers, who looked fairly miserable last week. So I don't know. I think he's still a QB2 to me. I'm not going to put him up in the QB1 range until, like you said, Welsh, he does prove it to us and shows us that he can pass the ball. It's just been super frustrating. And if I'm handing out advice, you know, I don't know if we can trust Richardson right now.
I got an interesting one here that we are, I guess this is a me and Bogman versus Erickson type of thing difference. And this kind of happened in the Discord, by the way, little backtrack of people that know why Erickson called me Shane. That was my middle name. I've been literally like clickbait farming somehow on that show. I figured out like just irreverent things, Boggs, where last week I brought up the Mark Andrews going to our high school and it elicited the most interaction of any of the Fantasy Pros podcasts because
people were digging.
No, because I said, who is the famous person that went to people's high school? And one dude said like Mike Tyson. We had a Carrie Underwood. Cool. And this week we got onto the middle name thing. So that's
we have Mark Andrews running nine routes a week. So,
but I wanted people to know my first name's not fake. It is Chris, but my middle name is Shane. But coming back to it, we talked about this on there where I kind of said, I think Garrett Wilson might be a buy in that things can stabilize more so than anything else. I'm going to be on Garrett Wilson this week because going up against the Minnesota Vikings are giving up the most passing yards. Obviously receivers are at the tippy top for yards. this is a good spot for them to be able to sling the ball to Garrett Wilson. I think the cornerback matchup is decent. It's not like overbearing or anything like that. So that comes to Aaron Rodgers. You and I just happened to have Aaron Rodgers both at 16 bucks. I didn't realize that was going to be the case. Erickson, you got it down at 23. I know there's been some underperforming, especially last week with the offense stuttering, but they also hit that. I tend to be, oh, they acknowledge how bad the offense was last week, so we're going to have it slang this week. You don't seem to be on it. You're out on Aaron Rodgers.
I would say that, but you're making a compelling argument, Welsh, that maybe I'm too low on Garrett Wilson.
Yes.
And I think you guys might be onto something. You guys do this a lot. Do you talk about
kind of our job. Yeah, sure.
Talk about fantasy. I mean, that's why I like having these conversations. I wish we had I wish we had more rankings conversations, because at the end of the
round
day,
tables. Yeah.
I obviously want to take into my consideration of my analysis, but I also want to be right. And if it takes someone else's convincing an analysis to get me in the right direction, then I'm happy to do that. I'm happy to adjust, because you are presenting a good case for Garrett Wilson. And I just think maybe I think that he's a strong wide receiver to play. So that does kind of line up with where you guys have him as well. I guess I didn't consider enough that, you know, the matchup with the Vikings. I guess I was kind of looking more at the Vikings defense as a good defense overall. And a lot of the numbers are the fact that they've just been playing ahead of. And I think a lot of it's from boosted from last week, too, when Jordan Love is. I mean, if Jordan Love doesn't have that second half, where are those numbers, right? Where they're not giving up nearly as much production to receivers, but still happens, so still counts. And I mean, we know that Aaron Rodgers is not a petty guy, right? He's not going to want to jam Garrett Wilson targets.
He's totally not going to be thinking about that the entire week.
So, I mean, clearly that's not going to be part of this this game plan here. So, yeah, I think that we need there's going to at least be an attempt to get Garrett Wilson much more involved. Last week was really the worst matchup outcome. Bad weather, Patrick Surtain. Of course, Garrett Wilson wasn't productive last week, and he was a low-end receiver for that reason. So I think I got to move him up closer to where you guys have him. I guess I just like a lot of the receivers in his range. Like, I love Brian Thomas Jr. every single week. Zay Flowers, I think the Ravens are going to throw a little bit more. George Pickens is a baller. So I guess that I just kind of view him in that range. But,
What about A-Rod? Would you move A-Rod up too at quarterback, or is that something that you're less inclined?
Yeah, and this was more about A-Rod, but yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to go on the Garrett Wilson.
No, the Garrett Wilson's a good one. I mean, we covered it now, but it's a good thing.
I guess I just don't know what Rodgers' ceiling. Again, I think the Vikings defense is legit. And we actually talked about this on the BP show with Furman, that he actually likes the Jets to win this game outright against the Vikings, because he talked about how Brian Flores and this blitz heavy defense, if you look at the teams that he's had success against, the Vikings, they're all younger quarterbacks, more inexperienced quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers has seen it all, right? He's seen every single type of blitz package that you can send. So the Vikings don't have that type of advantage. And honestly, I really love Breece Hall in this matchup. Just catch all those dump off screens on these blitz plays. And that's how Rodgers gets there. Honestly, if it's Breece Hall gets the ball and he runs for an 80-yard touchdown, and that's going to boost Rodgers' number. So I we're having this conversation. I'm like, well, I guess I do need to move Rodgers up, especially over guys like Dalton. I'm looking right now like Dalton. I'm definitely moving Daniel Jones down. He doesn't have him in like neighbors. That is coming way down.
Way down.
I had a dream. This is how much football I've been doing. I had a dream that Daniel Jones was benched and they were going with Drew Lock. And I just thought it was true news. That
you kept saying that, by the way, this week. And I did correct you. No, 100%.
I think I just so had a happy. Dream.
I'm holding the microphone with two hands. I'm so happy you're saying this, because we talked about this twice. Bogman did this twice. And I just like,
I thought all the like players went in and talked to Daboll. They don't want Daniel
it was a
someone.
Dream.
What are you talking about? I guess it was a dream. I don't know where it came from. I went to do my ranks last night. And I'm like, why is Daniel Jones on here?
I brought up the Giants, and Bogman was like, oh yeah, don't worry about it. Drew Lock is the quarterback anyways. And I was like,
don't worry about it. Who cares? They both suck.
They both do suck.
Real quick, my thing on Aaron Rodgers, and this is a small detail that goes into this, but Penn State this year has been talking about how the run game is so much better because they got rid of Olu Fashanu, the tackle that is going to be starting because Morgan Moses is out this week. They said, we can get back to running the ball because Fashanu could not run block to save his life. So all the runs are going to go to the left. The run game for the Jets is going to be unbelievably predictable this week. So I think we're going to see a lot of short passes to Breece Hall. So I will take the over in Breece Hall receptions for sure. I haven't even looked at the number yet, but I'll probably go over
4.5.
I'll probably go over that. And also
27.5 yards.
Yeah. Go over both. And I'll probably take Aaron Rodgers for completions as well. Like I don't know that run game is going to work so well. They'll give him help. They'll put tight ends over there for him on rundowns and stuff. But is that also going to be obvious? But Aaron Rodgers is also the type of quarterback, like Erickson made the point, you want him throwing the ball into the blitz. He's seen everything. He's, you know, cool under pressure. So I think this is going to be a high volume passing game for the Jets.
His passing yard is like 221 too, and I'm going to take the over. So we're making it a betting thing. I don't want to spend too much more time on quarterbacks. I do think another balance is like Deshaun Watson, because he's got the worst defense in the NFL. That makes it kind of compelling. But I went Rodgers over Watson because I still just don't trust Watson. I like the passing advantage that Rodgers gets versus
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Slight overall advantage. It's just like Washington's given up like 10 receiving touchdowns so far. So there's a decent passing upside. Do you have any take on getting Watson in a lineup this week, especially if people are floating around maybe a deeper league and they're like, well, you know, I got Caleb Williams versus Carolina or something like that, because you've got Watson at 19 though. So I guess there's really no play.
Yeah, but I'm also much lower than ECR on Watson.
What is his ECR?
His ECR is 14.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
So that does kind of concern me where, okay, ECR is taking a stance on Deshaun Watson as, hey, this guy is one of the top streamers this week at 12-team league. He's QB 14. ECR saying you should start Deshaun Watson in a lot of spots. And I don't really disagree. I guess I'm looking at him against a bunch of pocket passers, maybe guys that have higher floors. Do I want to start Dak at the Steelers? Not really. But in Watson, he had the numbers last week, but all those big plays got wiped off the board, right?
Yeah.
How would we feel about if that 80-yard touchdown had actually happened? Or
cashed a bet.
So Watson, he played his best game as a Brown, at least this season, last week. Does that carry over against this horrible Commanders defense? If maybe the Commanders didn't play well last week against the Cardinals, we wouldn't even think twice about this. But Kyler Murray didn't look great against this Commanders defense. And was that Cliff Kingsbury coming back to Arizona and he knows how to stop Kyler? Maybe. But I mean, Watson does run too. So that's another element. He's always running, basically running for his life because they don't have anyone to block. So I think if we get any positive news about the offensive line coming back, then I would feel much better about moving Deshaun Watson up. But he is so chaotic and he just takes so many sacks. I don't even know if he would survive the game. I mean, there's just, and also I just don't like Deshaun Watson. So I have him where he's right.
We're not streaming him. I want to get to running backs here. And this is going to be a fun humble brag here, because I was telling you guys, I had a baseball player hit me up on Instagram while we were doing this show. And I won't release who the person was. And they like Fantasy Pros, by the way, a big Fantasy Pros person. This is not Justin Steele, by the way, if anyone's thinking it's a different one.
That's your best friend.
Pitchers just like me, I guess. And they were asking about this trade, and the trade had to do with Devon Achane, and it was about acquiring Devon Achane. And Erickson and I have been pretty pro, and Bogman too, but like on the shows, like we've been like, buy the Dolphins when you can. It's not the greatest week on the planet. They're going up against New England, but I still refuse to give up on Achan, and I refuse to kind of give up my take from last week about like they got to get the ball in the hands of playmakers. They did try. Just Huntley looked so bad. It was almost unthinkable. He got Achan got three receptions in the first half. They didn't throw the ball to him again, which was a really big, stupid mistake. But what I'm curious about is, do you think Achan deserves the extra credit to get him back in the lineup and don't think about it? Or are we having concerns until we get like through that bye week? Because I've got him high. I'm the highest of you guys. I still have him as a RB1 this week. Erickson, you're the lowest at 17. Boggs, you've got him at 14. So, I mean, I guess I'm kind of setting myself up like it's not like a must start because you got like Chuba above him, Erickson. But like, what level of trust are you going to throw into Achan this week? And are you looking to try to maybe not play him against New England?
I think it's probably tough to get away from him altogether, especially in leagues where you got to start two running backs. You have a flex because I think that he's kind of falling into that boomer bust wide receiver territory where you have a player that we know we can take into the house on any play. It's just a matter of, does he do that? And so far through 2 weeks, none of these Dolphins have done that. So it's either going to be Hill, Waddle, or Achan that has a big game against the Patriots, because that's what's going to decide this game is one big play, and that's going to be whoever wins. But the environment in this game is horrible. How many? There's a 36-point total. It's like that for a reason, because this game is going to be a snooze fest that I'm going to have to watch. So it's going to be a lot of three and outs, a lot of punts. So I guess from that perspective, I don't love that when it comes to Achan. I think on the show, on Fantasy Pros, we talked about him versus ETN. And I like ETN more because what game is more exciting for fantasy? Patriots Dolphins or Jaguars Colts? Not even close. Yeah, Jaguars Colts.
It's just the only problem is like ETN's coming off the field more. Bigsby has been more explosive. You know, Brian Tom, but you're not wrong. Like ETN does play both sides of the field. He can run and they do like to throw him the ball. Yeah. So
I just don't see a lot of points. Explosive scoring opportunities in this Patriots Dolphins game. I think both teams just want to run the football, hope they break one off. And if they don't, then they're fine with punting because they know that whoever has the ball, you know why Gerard Mayo was so stressed out about Stevenson is because whoever turns the ball over more is going to lose the game against. He knows that. And that's why he's like, Ramondre, you cannot fumble in this game against Tyler Huntley or we will lose like that because he knows that. Whereas when they're facing the 49ers, dude, you got to make a play, fumble. I don't care. We're down by 30. You need to do something. But in this game where it's much more tight, you can't afford those types of fumbles. So for me, I think that he's a mid-range RB2. There's a couple guys I like more than him, but I think that he can always rip off one big play. So I don't think you can just outright bench him.
Boggs, you have, let's say you have Ken Walker, which you probably do. And
at number one,
two running backs. Yeah. You got Ken Walker, Devon Achan, and Chuba Hubbard. Based on your ranks, you are sitting Devon Achan this week for Chuba Hubbard. You're doing that.
I mean, listen, if I'm giving out advice, I'm advising to do that for sure. If I'm starting, if I'm doing my lineup, there's no world where I'm not putting Achan in over Chuba, even with this matchup. In my reasoning for where I would take the risk is because Achan is such a game breaker. And if you're giving him a bunch of shots because this offense is not put together very well right now, then I think he's going to snap one off even against a good Patriots defense. So if this guy's getting 20 to 25 touches, I expect a big explosive play. Some of those go for touchdowns with him. So I would rather start Achan. But if I'm telling people what I think they should do for their fantasy team, the Dolphins offense looked bad enough to where I have to rank him below Chuba Hubbard. So I'll say it that way. I'll caveat it a little bit.
Erickson, you put this player as a trade, but you got him in top 20. You trust DeAndre Swift this week, true or false?
You can never trust DeAndre Swift.
Yes.
You never trust DeAndre Swift. But the Carolina Panthers, they're really down bad with defensive linemen. I think their two starting linebackers are also hurt.
Yep.
IDP. Yep. Same. I pay attention to these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, this is why I had Swift as a buy low 3 weeks ago, because I knew he had a bunch of good matchups. And
I was a week early on him. I said start him 2 weeks ago.
He was
and then he
so
went off
bad
week,
in the Colts game.
Yes.
I thought he could never change it. And then, of course, he goes off last 100. Week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
50 yards.
I think that, look, if you have Swift, he's only going to have so many good matchups that he can work with. So I still have him below Achan.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
So I'd rather take a shot on Achan instead of Swift. But if you have Swift, I think you just got to start him. And again, another opportunity to, hey, he had another great game. Please take him off my hands. I will sell high on DeAndre Swift. Please take him away. Take him after another big game. Achan bombs again. Hey, you want to let me sell you DeAndre Swift for some Devon Achan? Can I interest in that? Yeah.
And hey, your voice gets kind of high.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Let's do this right, man. Let's go.
Some other quick hitters in here. Well, Boggs, I mean, you have them the highest. Is there anything you want to add on Swift?
No, I hate
you. Just love him. No, you love him. You're the highest.
I hate his guts, but he's close your eyes. Good matchup. Yeah. Yeah. This is like taking nasty tasting cough medicine. You want that cough to go away, right? You want that win, but it's not going to feel good going down. That's exactly what DeAndre Swift is this week.
Do you guys think in application you are overvaluing Rashad White at all? You guys both have him at 20, or you have him at 23. Boggs, you have him at 21. I have him at 23. And I thought I actually have, this is Erickson, and I want to give Erickson credit for this because for a minute, I thought this was my rank because this is how I feel. Erickson's got Bucky Irving over him. And my sentiment is Bucky Irving. Oh, and this is a little bit tough, I guess, because it's a Thursday game. So I'd make this one quick. But like, do you think we're still giving a little bit too much credit to Rashad White? There's a little bit of hedging in there, Erickson, that you've got, but like they could both feed a little bit. But hat tip to you for going Bucky over Rashad White.
Well, I did this last week and it worked. So I just stuck with the rankings because it worked last week. So that's kind of the only reason why I bought into Bucky getting more carries. He did. I think the biggest thing was that he was used a lot in the red zone, right? That was my major question mark about White and Irving. Okay, who's going to see the red zone usage? I knew White would still have a role in the passing game, but I think it's clear that, hey, when they get close to scoring, it is going to be Bucky. So if he's got the touchdown equity versus White, if he has the touchdowns and the rushing efficiency versus White's pass game, well, then he has more escape routes and ways to produce fantasy points. So that's why I do give the slight lean towards Bucky.
You did say that the new under might be Zach Moss. You have Zach Moss one spot above Rashad. Do you think, is that right? No, you have him one spot. He's the sandwich between the Buccaneers running backs. Do you think maybe overvaluing Zach Moss this week?
The only thing with Moss, but do I have Zach Moss behind Chase Brown?
You do not. No, you do not have Chase Brown inside the... Oh, no, you do. God, you have Chase Brown at 24. You've got this Tampa Bay Cincinnati sandwich, this double-decker sandwich going on. What the hell's happening?
So Moss, I think, has value from a PPR standpoint because I think the Bengals are going to throw the ball so much and Zach Moss is still trusted in passing downs. And he did catch a lot of passes last week. So I think he'll catch some checkdowns. I don't love his rushing in against... You can't run on the Ravens. You can't do it. Every running back that they faced has finished under their rushing yards prop. So that's why I'm taking the under on Zach Moss this week. I think last week we also saw, again, the red zone usage went away, right? Chase Brown ended up seeing red zone carries, not Zach Moss. So again, I kind of view it similar to the Rashad White, Bucky Irving, where Rashad White's catching passes, but isn't efficient as a rusher and doesn't have the red zone. Zach Moss kind of falling in that similar bucket. And that's kind of why I have him where he's ranked.
It's interesting, Bugs. You have White right ahead of Moss, and then Erickson has Moss right ahead of White. So you guys are like, you're almost in the exact same range. You just have it flipped.
Yeah, I guess my thing here is that Atlanta run D has been real bad. And also, this is it. This is it in terms of like where I would put Rashad ahead of Bucky. And the only reason I'm doing it is because White still had more snaps and touches with, a groin injury and an illness coming in last week. So it's a short week too. Let's go with the experienced guy over the rookie a little bit more, probably in a short week on Thursday. So that's my whole thing there. In terms of the Bengals guys, I really don't like either one of them that much because of what Erickson said. You know, you can't run against the Ravens. And also the last 2 weeks, the Ravens have run the clock by, you know, giving the ball 150 times to Derrick Henry and just letting him run it. And then, you know, Mark Andrews is out there playing left tackle, and even Zay Flowers running 16 routes. Like, they're just not throwing the ball. So Cincy is going to have to score a lot in this game to make it point for point, to make Baltimore open up that offense like they had to against Kansas City in week one. And I just don't know that it happens.
One battle kind of between your guys' ranks here is Kareem Hunt. Erickson, you've got him at on a 31. Boggs, you've got him up at 20. I got Kareem Hunt at 21, so I'm not that further from Boggs. But Erickson, is there anything that you want to keep shy away from with Kareem Hunt? He got the big usage last week. I'm not sure that tells us everything because Carson Steele got it the week before. What's got you maybe shying? You still got him.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.